Just a couple of months ago, Shaquila McCarty was a nurse at a Columbus hospital.
It became where we felt more threatened as healthcare workers. And I was tired of feeling like that. We've seen a lot of death, a lot of very sick individuals. We've had to have some very difficult heart-to-heart conversations with family members. And it takes a toll on you mentally.
McCarty says the toll was so great that she quit and now works for an insurance company. Other nurses and medical staffers are quitting and retiring, exacerbating a shortage of medical care professionals. Mariana Klatt is the director of integrative medicine at Ohio State University.
Everybody at the hospital seems to be dealing with belligerent, aggressive family members of people who don't believe in the reality of COVID. They get upset about restrictions and visitation. They want treatments that are not evidence-based or have evidence that they're ineffective, but they get frustrated because they hear something, they read something on Facebook, oh, this helps, and then they want it.
Dr. Gregory Lamb works in a hospital in a small town near Columbus. He says doctors and nurses are putting their own health and sometimes their own lives on the line daily. He recently saw it firsthand when a medical team was trying to keep a COVID patient alive.
And I saw our nurses, our respiratory therapists working valiantly to resuscitate him. In some cases, their own PPE was falling off because they were so vigorously pumping on his chest and trying to intubate him. In some cases, our respiratory therapists were literally inches from his face, which was spewing secretions. And I knew that they were exposing themselves to the coronavirus. Now, everyone was vaccinated, but we know that these breakthrough infections occur. And they knew that too, but yet they still did their job to try to save this man's life.
It's not just hospitals that are feeling the stress right now. Dr. Michael Joseph works with a group that operates urgent cares in Central Ohio, where many people are going to get COVID tests being requested for employers traveling or entry into special events. He says the front office staff often takes the brunt of it.
I've had front desk people in tears that I've had to help counsel and try and regroup. And I've had to talk to patients who were inappropriate with our staff and help them calm down as well.
The shortage of healthcare workers right now is real in clinics, along with big and small medical facilities. Dr. Alan Rivera with the Fulton County Health Center says as nurses retire or move to other jobs, COVID patients, who he says are largely unvaccinated, are increasing.
So in June and July, I didn't see any COVID patients. August, September, now the majority of my census in the hospital are COVID patients, and they are younger. Anywhere from 30 to 50 is what we're seeing here in Northwest Ohio.
Rivera says COVID patients are often very sick and tend to stay in hospitals longer than the average patient. He says that means patients with other problems like heart attacks or those who have been in accidents sometimes cannot get immediate treatment. Dr. Suzanne Bennett of the University of Cincinnati Health Center says equipment is being stretched too.
Just this week alone, I have received approximately 10 to 15 calls from doctors in our community, our state, and the surrounding tri-state area requesting ECMO for their dying patients. These patients are anywhere from the ages of 18 to 60, but actually this time, the majority are in their 20s to 40s. And too many times than not, these patients die at the other hospital waiting for this critical resource.
Columbus nurse Jen Hollis says it's tough.
This is somebody's mom or somebody's dad or somebody's brother.
Terry Alexander is a nurse at Summa Health in Akron.
And now we're dealing with women who are pregnant and they're in their 30s and it's just a sad, sad situation that we're dealing with. And I think everybody here is emotionally exhausted.
There isn't much evidence that medical workers are quitting because medical systems are requiring COVID vaccines. A poll earlier this year found 3 in 10 are considering leaving because of the danger, the stress, and frustration. And a study this spring in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggested a significantly increased suicide rate for nurses, who are the largest component of the healthcare workforce. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.